probably the thing that John and I will do will be write songs as we have been doing as a sort of sideline now. We'll probably develop that a bit more.
The music has changed. We've improved. Paul and I write better songs.
Are you doing this on purpose? Are you looking for a direction, saying, let's go that way?
No, you know, we get crazes, for, you know, like anybody else. I think we'll sound folky on this album, or let's do a real old rocker. You know, we just sort of get crazes. We never sort of have one direction. You know, it's not hard work for me to write a song, or I'd never have started writing them. It's still my hobby, you know.
You have to write a song, don't you, sometimes?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we accumulated so many in the beginning, because we were writing them and there was nowhere to put them. You know, we didn't have a record contract. We just sort of piled them up.
What percentage of the songs you've written have actually been recorded, would you say?
Almost all. You know,
you don't have a lot of material lying around that's never been done.
There's about 20 songs we wrote at the very beginning.
The main thing was that I knew this thing went against this. Like, that was this little harmony thing that I'd got probably from my dad and from my own music and stuff. So, and only then I realised I lost my little girl. Just three chords, you know, G, G, 7 and C.
The interesting thing was when you started talking about music earlier on, the first thing you talked about was actually writing it, that you wrote a song. How old were you when you wrote your first song?
I think about 14.
That we now and then take little bits from, because they're very corny, you know. Your first 20 songs are pretty, you know, well, ours were, you know, too influenced. You know, every one of them was Buddy Holly, all that. So we take odd bits and put them in new songs if the bit's worth it. But all the songs we've written since we sort of made it, really, have been recorded.
Been very lucky in as much as having Paul and John in the group and writing the songs, you know.
And now George Harrison is a songwriter of note.
Well, I've been trying for years. It's just that I'm so lazy, you know, when it comes to writing songs. And I have a bit of trouble with lyrics. I wish I could write better lyrics.
How do you go about writing a song? Everybody has a formula. Do you have a formula, or does it just happen to come to you?
No, sometimes if I'm just sitting around at home playing the guitar, I just, you know, if I just feel like writing a song, then I'll just bash away, you know, and I hope for the best. Sometimes something just comes out. Usually I can write a song, but then I've got no lyrics to it at all. And with the song From Help that I wrote, well, I mean, I wrote the tune in about 20 minutes, but it took me about 3 or 4 days churning out the lyrics. You know, that's the trouble.
The lyric is the tough part for you.
For me, yeah, you know. I don't know, the more songs I write, I may improve, you know, and find out, realise the way you do it. I'm hoping that's what will happen, because I enjoy writing.
So the songs, it depends really on how I see the arrangement. Some songs maybe I'll do one or two just with acoustic guitars or something, but it's really down to how I see that the song should be interpreted. But I really want to use as much instrumentation as I think the songs need, you know. Some will have orchestras and some will have rock and roll and some will have trumpets, you know, whatever. It'll be a production album as opposed to down home, you know, home in Niagara.
Have you gone over all the material with Phil Spector already or not?
No. I sang him a couple of the songs. I sang him a lot of songs that I had.
Bill, this is the one, Window, Window, and it's a bit silly.
I once knew a beautiful girl who had long blonde hair and a curl. She looked after me and I looked before her. At that time we hadn't a curl.
What would you like to do after you're finished? Don't know, probably John and I will carry on songwriting.
I'm not doing it with you.
Over there we go, Yellow Submarine, best-selling A-side number in Britain last year, for which, John and Paul, you get this.
And we are truly grateful.
Great, great.
That is really wonderful.
Great.
That's why I see it's inscribed on the side of it.
That's another one for Brian's piano.
Well, this is wonderful, Brian, and I'd like to thank everybody on behalf of John, George, Ringo and myself.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good. Hooray. The gentleman responsible, who was principally responsible, Paul or John?
No,
I see.
Yes, it's the old Patty, you know, the old vaudeville. I suppose I thought of the idea and then John and I wrote it. There's your correct answer.
Right. Yeah. What were you setting out to write? I mean, did you think of a song for Ringo in the first place or what?
I just sort of thought we have to have a song that was sort of a bit of fantasy in it, you know, and the only way to do that would be to have it so kids could understand it, and anyone could take it on any level. Multi-level song.
Yes. I heard a funny sort of story that you used to perform this on the Joanna to your nephews. Is that all wrong?
No, that's all wrong. That was Mozart's Piano Concerto.
Oh. So, John, I was talking to you earlier, before we started recording, you said it was in effect written as two separate songs.
Yeah, I seem to remember, like, the submarine, the chorus bit you're coming in with.
Yeah.
And wasn't there the bit something that was over, I had already going?
It was one of those.
With Ringo in mind again.
Yes.
Always thinking of him, you see. At times like this. And that's what happened.
And they like gelled.
Yeah. Yes, it just gelled together and
made that great British number.
Yes.
We're going to hear that great British number.
Submarine. And we will march till 3 the day to see them gathered there. From Land of Groats to John O'Green, with Stepney do we tread. To see us yellow submarine, we love it.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines.
It's assumed that you will sing for quite some time
yet,
but what do you plan to do after
the bubble burst? None of us made any plans, but John and I will probably we have this one every day, you know. John and I will probably carry on songwriting, and George will go into basketball.
Or roller skating, I don't have any side of that.
Do you have any individual plans for further songwriting in the future?
Well, I'm still trying to churn out a couple. You know, my main problem is trying to write lyrics.
Copyright.
And I don't think it's worth writing songs and getting somebody else to do the lyrics, you know, because there's no point, you know, you don't feel as though you've done it really. So I've written a few more songs. I've got taped at home, but I don't. If I get something going, then I'll tape it and I'll leave it for about 5 weeks, and I'll suddenly remember, and then I'll add a bit more to it, and so probably it'll take me about 3 months before I've really finished one song. I'm so lazy, you know, it's ridiculous. But I'd like to write more.
What are you doing afterwards if you can't sing 10 years later, perhaps? What are you doing then if you are a private man?
Well, we'll carry on with music, because we can't just give music up like that. We just carry on writing songs. Just depends. I'm too lazy to write songs.
It's just us playing rock and roll. The only difference is we wrote it. You know, that's the only difference. Most of it, anyway. We didn't write all of it. You know, that's the only thing that's the Beatles sound, only because we wrote the songs, isn't it?
Do all of you write, John?
Paul and I do most of the writing. George has written a few. Ringo hasn't, because it's hard to write something on the drums, isn't it?
Yes. Well, what about you doing some songwriting, Ringo?
Well, I'm trying, but it doesn't seem to work.
Have they got a sort of monopoly on it? Can they let you in?
Well, they're better than we are, you see. Well, than I am.
Are they?
Oh, they're very good, you know. Don't tell them.
Have you written any yourself at all?
One, but it was pinched off another one, so we couldn't do it.
If you were writing a song, what would you write it on? I mean, piano, guitar, I mean, would you pick out the tune on...
No, I just sort of hum it to myself, you know, and sing it, and then we get a guitar and they get a couple of chords going to it.
And you do your own arrangements, I'd assume?
Yeah, we arrange them in the studio normally, you know.
You mean they're head arrangements, right, done right in the studio?
Yeah, well, we get a basic idea, you know, because you write a song, you get a sound in your head that you think it's going to sound like, and it usually turns out different, you know. We've given up trying to plan it too much before we go in, as long as we all know what we're doing as we go in the studio. Yeah, well, I mean, that's how it happens. None of us can read music, and we never have any... Our A&R man can read music, so, you know, sometimes you say that note's just... You know, that doesn't work, you know, you can't have it. And we'll have to go into it detail on the piano and everything and work it out. And we say, it does work, you know, we're singing it, it works. And sometimes he's right, sometimes he's wrong, you know. But it usually all works out in the end.
If you can feel it, then it sounds good. Is that the way you feel?
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you think you feel it and you listen back and it doesn't happen. You know, you're really feeling it and you're swinging it, it doesn't happen. But when it does, it's great.
Do you plan any songwriting?
I've sort of been writing one song for the last 4 years and still haven't finished it, so not really, no. I'm happy just doing what I'm doing, you know, playing.
What would you like to do after you're finished singing?
Don't know, probably John and I'll carry on songwriting.
I'm not doing it with you.
Even remembered this song.
His shell, my bell, I know the one.
Good. Did you write it or did John?
I think Paul wrote that one. I remember saying, why don't you pinch that bit from so-and-so's song? And he said, right.
What would you pinch from?
Not telling. Oh, you know. It was pinched from something. Most of them are, Brian.
Are they?
No, it's just a slight pinch. Thank you.
Michelle is Paul up until the middle eight, where I suggested let's do this bit from Diddly Diddly Diddly, I love you, I love you, I love you.
John went to the art college next door, and he was a year and a half older than me, and that made him a bit more older than George, and he remained that way. But you know, at that age, it's a big difference, you know, it's like, it means a lot when you're a teenager, someone who's a year and a half older. So John would get invited to these parties that were thrown by the tutor at the art college. So it's like an older group even for him. So for us, you know, they seem like really sophisticated, mature people. You know, sitting around and talking about books and drinking wine and stuff. You know. So in an effort, anyway, to try and look a little bit more sophisticated and mature, I would put on a turtleneck sweater and I would sit in a corner with a guitar pretending I was French. Years later, John said to me, "You know, one of those daft songs you used to do when you were in that corner, playing in French." He said, "One of them was quite good." He said, "We should do it, you know." So we did. I'll do it for you now.
Save your people. What do you plan for the future? I realize this is your career right now, but do you have any particular specialization that you care to make, like writing for motion pictures or just continuing to write music, or what exactly?
I don't know. You know, I just get asked this all the time, every day, and I wish I could think of just a straight answer, like, I want to be a man who walks with his left leg in the gutter, or I can't. I wouldn't mind writing songs.
What do you and Ringo do while John and Paul write songs?
We play marbles.
Where did John and Paul get their ideas for writing songs?
Out of John and Paul's heads.
Have you got any thoughts on other composers? People whose work you particularly admire?
There's lots of them, actually. I like Goffin and King, because they're the kind of writers that we set out to be. You know, those were what we wanted to be originally, because it was a very... They wrote all the big sort of hits at the time.
And they were always nice as well.
Yeah, always nice, sort of commercial, great, sort of easy to sing and everything.
But not horrible. They're all sort of, you know... And we were just deciding which one was going to be Carol that sort of decided we'd have our own system
instead. It turned out to be me.
Story on yesterday, John Lennon.
Ah, well, this is John saying, I don't know anything about that one. Hand you over to Paul.
Well, this is Paul taking up the story in a slight holiday villa in Corsica.
Yeah.
Strumming away on a medieval guitar. Mm-hmm. I thought, scrambled egg. But I never could finish it, and eventually I took it back, and with the ancient wisdom of the East, John came out with yesterday.
Yesterday. All my troubles seem so far away. they're here to stay. I believe in yesterday.
Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. 'Cause now I'm an amputee.
Away peeling and yesterday. Now I did say something wrong. Now I know you do that. I said something wrong. Now I know for yesterday.
Hey, hey, hey.
Suddenly I'm not half the man I used to be. I'm going to do the thing. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
The
V,
that's all, folks.
How
about you, John, when it's all over?
You
got any plans?
Well, you know, no plans, no. Why plan?
Well, you know, the only thing that really sounds like a plan is that John and I will probably carry on songwriting.
John, you've written quite a few songs. Nick Kendall, Radio Hong Kong. Will you be writing a song with a Chinese flavor, do you think?
No, Nick. No, Nick.
No.
Definitely not, Nick.
It's somebody's band wrote